We steeped our thirsty souls in the reviving wine of the past. The pathetic past, the beautiful past, the dear and lamented past. We uttered the names that had been silent upon our lips for 50 years. And it was as if they were made of music. With reverent hands, we unburied their dead, the mates of our youth, caressed them with our speech. We searched the dusty chambers of our memories and dragged forth incident after incident, episode after episode, folly after folly, and laughed such good laughs over them with the tears running down. Mark Twain, believed that memory and remembrance of past is important. He also said that the one important thing to remember about the past, that it is the past. I was, reviewing my past and trying to come up with some ideas today for the show. And when this show started, I tried to focus on ideas of a more dimensional way of thinking. I called it the fifth dimension. And in that, I described the dimensions as a set of, ideas that move to a more of an understanding of our totality of our existence. After this New Year's, I've become a year older. I've had a chance to reflect on my past and of my friend's past. And it seems sometimes that our thinking of the past almost relegates what happened then till then, instead of in a more dimensional process. And I say that because if you believe that the past, present, and future exist at the same time, well, then this is the present that is pregnant with that past. Mine, I think he's probably more an acquaintance back in the 80s, enjoyed flying. We used to fly gliders together. Fred Cooney is his name. He loved flying. He wanted to be a military pilot. He flew a ASW-19 standard class sailplane. I flew a different aircraft at the time, but we came together, I think, in 1984. And in 1984, Fred was involved in humanitarian efforts to rebuild, I guess, war-torn areas, you might say. At least that was what we believed. Fred C. Cooney, born November 14th, 1944, in New Haven, Connecticut, was an American disaster relief specialist who was active in many humanitarian projects around the world from 1969 until forced disappearance in Chechnya in 1995. I hadn't read this Wikipedia description of Fred until just this morning, and it surprised me that in Wikipedia it said that he was forced. It was a forced disappearance in Chechnya, 1995. I knew that he had disappeared in Chechnya because it in 95, I believe it was, there was a few news reports of it. Fred was had lived in Texas, and he was went to Texas A&M, and he developed an expertise in urban planning, and he wanted to be in the military, but he failed some of his requirements for language, and so anyway, he became a civil engineer, and he worked on different kinds of projects. He worked on the radar project of the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport back in the day. That was a pretty dramatic deal. But he became a specialist in disaster relief. He worked for the United Nations. He worked on a lot of different solutions, according to the Wikipedia. But when I read this about with Mark Twain, I think what I meant to do with this is to know that we revere and we love these ideas, these people of the past. I'd like to play a clip from, I think it was CBS or NBC, one of the mainstream medias. Do you have that clip up there about Fred?
19 minutes until the hour. To most Americans, the war in Chechnya is a tragedy far away. But for the family of Fred Cuny, the war is personal. He has been a humanitarian worker for more than 20 years, from Somalia to Bosnia, now Chechnya. And since April 9th, Fred Cuny has been missing. His family is asking help from Washington and Moscow, as well as Chechnya, to find him. His brother, Chris Cuny, is with us this morning from St. Louis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Harry. Thank you for having me.
Why was your brother over there?
Well, he was working for the Soros Foundation and was doing a needs assessment of the area to try and help define where the money and aid could best be utilized.
And your brother was a tremendously capable, well-experienced aid worker, kind of a troubleshooter, worked all over the world, right?
Yes, sir, he sure had. Most recently, he'd spent almost 2 years in Bosnia and in Sarajevo.
This is not the kind of a guy to make a mistake that would get him in some sort of trouble.
No, Fred was always very cautious. He obviously went into risky areas, but he was very savvy and knew the lay of the land and always was very cautious in his steps.
Who was he with when he was captured or kidnapped or whatever?
Well, Fred had gone in with two Russian Red Cross doctors and a Russian interpreter, and they had gone in through the Chechenian side, basically where they had some contacts where they believed they would have safe access into Chechnya.
And what happened at that point, or do you know?
Well, the information that we've received is as they went in through a town called Bamut, they were detained by Chechen commanders, and at that point, they were passed along up the chain of command. They were trying to, again, seek access through Bamut, but from that point forward, the picture gets a little cloudy, and a number of the people that were involved in the chain of transfer have, in fact, been killed during the conflict, so it's been very difficult to find out exactly what happened and where they might have gone in the chain of command.
You've heard two rumors that he may still be alive?
Yes, sir. Over the past 2 weeks, we've received information that from fairly high-level sources in the Russian government that they claim that he is in the hands of senior Chechen leadership. And we're asking, we're stepping up our pressure and asking what the Russians are prepared to do to help negotiate his release.
And the last we heard, the FBI is supposed to go in 10 seconds or so I've got left. Have they been sent in yet?
Yes, sir. We understand that they have left and, in fact, are on the ground.
And you can only hope that they can get you some good news.
Well, we're welcome their expertise and are looking forward to working with them to get this resolved as quickly as possible.
Chris, we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I don't know if the listeners picked up that blurb that he was working for George Soros. But that was the point of that clip, that he was admitted working for George Soros. Now, we've heard the George Soros name pop up quite a bit in the elections, pre-elections. Where did we hear George Soros's name in relation to Chechnya and in relation to the Ukraine? Maybe George Soros was involved in destabilizing these countries. Maybe, maybe not. I know that that Fred was a great pilot and acquaintance. We had a lot of fun together a few times. We didn't fly together a lot, but we as individuals take on tasks because of our position, in time, our position in the economy, our position with our relatives, our friends. We assume roles. We assume these dynamics that move us from one place to the other. The if you look at some of the searches involved in the Chechen bomber, some of the strife that came through Chechnya, it's hard not to believe that the CIA, that the Saudis, that George Soros, then Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, was involved in what then was a dispute over what was to be one of the most politically disastrous pipelines going to Turkey. Of course, all this stuff is still hotly debated. But the CIA, Bin Laden, all these people have ties to George Soros in a lot of ways. And, of course, the Clinton Foundation has ties to George Soros. But let's go a little further than this. I don't know if I brought up some of the Whitewater scandals or some of the Clinton Arkansas scandals, and one of the probably more ubiquitous names in the Clinton early Clinton history is a small town called Mena, Arkansas. Mena was where Bobby Seale flew his C-130. To destinations in Central America and flew his C-130 back filled with what then was described as cargo, but they had linked it to the Iran-Contra scheme. They had linked it to CIA involvement and overthrow of governments all over the world. And you might ask, well, how does Mena, Arkansas, and Whitewater and the Clintons tie into Fred Cooney? Well, because that's where I met Fred Cooney, was in Mena, Arkansas, at the Mena Airport, in the shadow of Bobby Seale's C-130. He didn't use just a C-130. He used shorter air cargo vans, and that's the name of the van. These are the shorter. But it was obvious knowledge at the time that there was more activity involved with the CIA. The CIA, and we might ask now, what was George Soros' involvement with all that activity? And why wasn't that ever brought up? Because we do know that, I do know that because I did this, I know this information firsthand, that Fred Cooney was in Mena, Arkansas, whether he was there working or whether he was there as I was to enjoy the Ozark Mountains, the particular weather corner that exists in the Ozark Mountains. Most people that live there understand that that area is a weather corner. But how did these separate ideas or separate facts become so compartmentalized and disjointed that we can't see the larger truth being that we're not really sure what the truth is anymore. The larger truth is that we've been lied to the point that reality and what we see in our daily lives is totally disjointed from the reality that's being propagandized to this country. And that's what I'm coming to now, is that President Obama signed into law, I think it was Christmas Eve, the new 2017 NDAA agreement or law or whatever you want to call it, executive action, or I don't think there's anything that's legal about it. I don't think there's anything that is legal in the laws of God. But we have to understand that this is happening now, that these actions in the past are happening now, that the defeat of the Clinton bid was only a small defeat for the George Soros Foundation, the people that want to destabilize countries all over the world. People try to link Putin with Trump, but the misdirection by the media is so rampant. I'm not really an advocate for believing in much of anything that they say. With that in mind, I'd like to start this year with the first broadcast here. This is January the 7th of 2017. I'd like to start this year and throw out some ideas to the listeners. The ideas being that maybe we see these disjointed parts of reality that are separated by the lack of good reporting or good news. And I think that the common meme that everybody is reflecting now that has been posted is the dissemination of fake news, and how fake news has become the topic of conjecture that eventually will all be classified as fake news, that the alternative media will be censored by fake news. Mark Twain said that censorship was like making a steak illegal because babies couldn't chew it. I think that the listeners of RBM can chew this steak, and we're not going to hold back on it here at RBM. If you'd like to call in today, phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's again, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in a few minutes. Captain Prayer. Yeah!
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras. And they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States. And then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
Well, let me answer the question. No, they didn't tell me anything about it. They didn't say anything to me about it. The airport in question and all the events in question were the subject of state and federal inquiries. It was primarily a matter for federal jurisdiction. The state really had next to nothing to do with it. The local prosecutor did conduct an investigation based on what was within the jurisdiction of state law. The rest of it was under jurisdiction of the United States attorneys who were appointed successively by previous administrations. We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
Polk County Prosecutor Charles Blake, the man who initially attempted to investigate the Mena, Arkansas criminal activities, would surely take exception to Mr. Clinton's assertion that, quote, the local prosecutor did conduct an investigation based on what was within the jurisdiction of the state law, end quote. In fact, it was Blake who went directly to then-Governor Clinton to seek funding for his investigation, seeing as how rural Polk County lacked the financial resources to deal with the CIA.
And when it became apparent that nothing was going to be done on the federal level, that's when I began more actively pursuing it.
Prosecutor Black, a Clinton supporter, met with the governor and handed him a letter requesting money for a state grand jury on MENA.
His response to me was that he would get a man, something to the effect that he would get a man on it and would get word back to me. And I never heard back.
Years later, Clinton said he offered $25,000 to Prosecutor Black's boss to fund a grand jury. But Charles Black and his boss claimed they never heard about any offer of money from Governor Clinton.
I believe Bill Clinton's an honest, respectable man, and I have to believe that he did that. But the fact is, I never got that word myself. Right?
He didn't see that letter himself, did he? Well, we at RBN understand that we need to be more aggressive in interpreting, understanding, and at least waiting for more information. RBN has been, in the last year, in my knowledge, one of the only alternative networks that at least gives an opportunity for different information to be disseminated, to be received. I know there's a lot of controversy between some of the hosts, but overall, RBN creates an environment that leads to more understanding, more information. And as Thomas Jefferson thought, that it's important that information be freely communicated to have an informed citizenry to make this country work. RBN is on the front line today, as it has been for years, and the host, the people, we have hosts in different walks of life, but everybody works for this common good of humanity. If you can, send us a few dollars at RBN. I'll be back in a few minutes, Captain Fred.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
February 25th, 1996, Scott Anderson published an article in the New York Times magazine that was headed, "What Happened to Fred Cooney?" It said around midday on March 31st, 1995, Cooney, along with two Russian Red Cross doctors, a Russian translator, and a local driver, had set out from Sleptopolsky, I hope I pronounced that correctly, in the Russian Republic, Ingushetia, and headed east through the Caucasus Mountains toward the Chechen frontier. Cooney had been in Chechnya a few months earlier, just after the tiny Russian Republic had become engulfed in a war of secession. His second trip was notable in its modesty, a quick humanitarian needs assessment tour of an area held by Chechen separatist rebels. He planned to be back in Moscow in a week to brief the staff of the Soros Foundation, which was sponsoring Cooney's ever more famous and ever more risky guerrilla-style relief projects. George Soros was sending. No, wait a second. That was the CIA that was in Mena, Arkansas, right? CIA, Bobby Seale, wasn't he? Yeah, that was CIA. So now the George Soros Foundation is sending Britt Cooney to Chechnya. And, well, let's go back to the article, which was sponsoring Cooney's ever more famous risky guerrilla-style relief projects. And guerrilla-style relief projects. That sounds interesting there. But 4 days after driving off in a beat-up Russian-made ambulance, the driver, Ruslan Muradov, turned up at the Soros Foundation offices in Nazran, Ingushetia. I don't know how to pronounce that. Capital. He was alone and on foot and bore a cryptic note from Cooney. Betraying little anxiety, Cooney explained in the letter that he and his team had been delayed in Bamut, a rebel-held mountain town. Everything that's happened in his letter, he says, everything that's happened has, of course, knocked us off schedule, Cooney wrote. Shooting on the road, bad weather, mud on the road. It's most likely we will still be held up for 2 or 3 days. A postscript added by Galina Olenek, Cooney's Russian translator, struck a very different tone. Everything above I wrote under Fred's dictation. And now I would like to say something for myself. We, as always, have gotten into a mess. The situation doesn't depend on us. If we're not back in 3 days, shake everyone up. That was the letter from, that was the postscript of the letter from Fred Cooney by his translator. Throughout the late spring and summer, an unusual array of American investigators searched for the missing party. Cooney's son, Craig, and his brother, Chris, FBI, CIA agents, American embassy personnel, and staff members from the Soros Foundation, which spent some $80,000 a month on its investigation. The Soros Foundation was looking for him. At one time or another, Russian intelligence officers, Chechen rebel chieftains, and even a Cossack historian turned detective and a Muscovite psychic said they were looking for the Cooney team. The case brought appeals from a host of international humanitarian agencies and drew the personal involvement of President Clinton and President Russian Ashev of Inguis, I can't pronounce that. Somebody call in and tell me how to say that. As well as that as both principal protagonists in the Chechen conflict, President Boris Yeltsin of Russia and the Chechen secessionist leader, Dzhokhis Dubdyev. Everyone, it seemed, was anxious to find Fred Cooney, but no one did. How can we lose sight of what happened 20 years ago and expect that we're going to be told anything different than the company line from any of these parties? George Soros was – how is George Soros involved with the CIA? How are we as citizens or as or so-called natives of this land, how are we supposed to be able to make a educated decision about anything here? When they have our elections, they don't give us a choice. They give us a decision. And the decision would be either A or B. And before on other programs, I've suggested that we list another option for our elections. The other option would be the NOTA, none of the above. Some of these names that I've been talking about here today are certainly recognizable to some of the older generation, but to the younger generation, we don't seem to be creating any kind of continuity with this information. Continuity of dimensional thinking. And when I say dimensional thinking, we need to understand that these activities that took place 20 years ago have brought us to this moment now and are taking us, if we continue, are taking us to another dystopic future. But that's not something that we want to try to understand, but we would like to try to believe that we live in this fifth dimension, a set of all the movements, a set of everything taken from the start to the end, those that did happen, those that are happening, and those that will happen. The people that use the Hegelian dialect to control our behavior have manipulated information from their sources to the only source that we have, which is television for the most part, and have manipulated our activities, our behavior, to where we're pretty much mindless of how we've gotten into this situation. Mindless that 20 years ago, CIA and George Soros were destabilizing Russia still, and that somehow, even at this moment, we're still discussing destabilization, Russia trying to destabilize us. What an insult. How stupid can we be? This whole meme of false news or fake news is part of that Hegelian dialect. They're creating creating a problem, and our reaction is going to be of what are we going to say? No. We need somebody to help us sort through all this this fake news. That will be our reaction, and then the solution might be considered that maybe we need an agency. I think most of the people on RBN are calling this new move the Ministry of Truth. So here we are, RBN set in 2017 on the front line of a new meme that's being created to control us. If we don't understand that we're being set up with another Hegelian dialect, another problem reaction solution, then we're doomed to continue responding like that. RBN, through the years, has been here for everybody. The hosts here do our best to be live, accessible. Anybody that decides that they want to contribute to a host show on RBN can call in and contribute however they like. Sometimes, if you listen to RBN, it's almost difficult to follow a line of thought, because we are open to different translations, different ideas, and different feelings. What I'd like for listeners to take from this show today is that when in our experience, our human experience, we coincidentally meet the movements of historic proportions, that we try to keep these things in mind. When we see something that may not make sense at the time, we need to keep it in mind and use it, if we can, to sort through how we think and how we use our own part of this existence, how we influence, how we reflect, how we bring the all set of movements of any one thing together at this present. RBN needs your support. RBN has been here for us. We've tried to do the best we can. I know that we fall short most of the time, but for the bang for the buck, there's nobody on the air that is going to give you more good information about this reality than RBN. So one of the things that I decided to do for the new year is try to get our listeners to support this network. If you do have anything left over after the Christmas and New Year's holidays, if there are a few extra bucks, call up. I think there's a donation line that you can call and on RBN. I'm not really sure what that is. Sam will bring that up for me if he gets around to it here in a second. But we at RBN are looking for the next stage. We're looking for the next booster for this information to become more available. We need your support, and if you feel justified to send us a few bucks, then I'm going to try to let you guys call in. And Sam, if you could go ahead and play a little bit of music right now, I'd be open for some donations.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The mania for giving government power to meddle with the private affairs of cities or citizens is likely to cause endless trouble. Through the rivalry of schools and creeds that are anxious to obtain official recognition, and there is great danger that our people will lose our independence of thought and action, which is the cause of much of our greatness, and sink into helplessness of the Frenchman or the German who expects his government to feed him when hungry, clothe him when naked, no, prescribe when his child may be born and when he may die, and in fine, to regulate every act of humanity from the cradle to the tomb, including the manner in which he may seek further admission to paradise. What Samuel Clemens was trying to say was that a government given its own devices will seek to manage every aspect of humanity. A government given its devices will manipulate our thoughts. It will seek to control even our beliefs of God. We have to stand vigilant. We have to be aware that no country can be well governed unless its citizens, as a body, keep before their minds that they're the guardians of its laws, and that law officers are only the machinery for its execution, nothing more. Mr. Twain spoke of these things 150 years ago. I can't see that these things have changed at all. I think for us to be well governed, we need to be guardians of the law. When the laws are so complex, when the laws are so hidden, so subterfuged, so difficult to understand that everyone basically is an outlaw, then we're not being part of a government. We need to understand that we have to call bullshit when we see things that are opposite of the laws of God. We need to be able to call bullshit when we're being told things that we know are contradictive to reality. So next week, let's deal with these things in our own ways. This is Captain Fred. Adios.
Of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.